Cincinnati's mayor, Charles Lucan, has lifted the citywide dusk-to-dawn curfew. It was imposed Thursday after three nights of rioting following the fatal shooting of an unarmed black teenager by a white police officer. Black leaders have played a prominent role in calming the situation. Among them is the pastor Damon Lynch III of the New Prospect Baptist Church. Pastor Lynch also is the president of the Cincinnati Black United Front. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How has the atmosphere changed over the past 24 hours in Cincinnati?
Well, the violence has stopped. The atmosphere is still tense. The community is still frustrated, and we're still looking for the changes that need to take place here in our city.
It appeared to be about much more than the shooting of Timothy Thomas. What are some of the issues in Cincinnati?
Cincinnati doesn't like to talk about race, and it's really just a division of black and white. Last summer, we have a jazz festival here in the city that's been going on for almost 30 years, if not longer. And 13 downtown restaurants closed their doors with 150,000 people of color in the city. Those kind of things that happen here really exacerbate the situation. We built a new stadium with the promise of 15% of the jobs to go to African Americans. That did not come to pass. Then with the shooting of Timothy Thomas, you just add it all together and it boiled over into the violence we saw the last few days.
What kinds of discussions have taken place with the Cincinnati police force?
The discussion that's taken place with the police has been on the street through confrontation. The police force is just not somebody you talk to here in Cincinnati. Our discussions have been, though, with politicians, with religious leaders, and the business community on how we exert pressure on the police force to change the way they do policing here in our city.
What are you saying to teenagers about what's happened?
One of the things that's being said to teenagers is thank you, because the honest reality, while nobody advocates violence, and while it wasn't just teenagers, but there was a large group of young people that hit the streets, if there had been no violence, there wouldn't have been the international media, there wouldn't have been the business community coming out of the woodwork, nor the religious community. The second thing we're telling them is that we're sorry because we weren't listening to them. They were telling us, especially young black males, that they were being harassed on a daily basis by the officers, by Cincinnati police, just for standing on street corners. They were being patted down, stopped in their cars. And nobody was listening to them. The young people are angry at the system, but they're also angry at their leaders, who after 14 deaths of black men kept coming back with promises, going to the table with city officials, coming back with empty promises that never came to pass.
Reverend Lynch, thank you very much.
All right, appreciate it.
Damon Lynch III is the pastor at the New Prospect Baptist Church and president of the Cincinnati Black United Front.